Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kawula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome to Wake Up Hollywood.
Wake Up Hollywood. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Just getting ready for the show.
Calm down.
You know, it's so funny, actually. I've been recording so much, like, the last couple of days.
Bragger.
That I have one ear off and one ear on. I'm like, what am I doing?
What do you mean one ear off, one ear on?
Well, when you record, sometimes when you record vocals, just so you can hear yourself, when you're doing harmonies, you hear... You know, the lead vocal in your left ear, and then you can hear yourself.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, that's a little trick. But you don't need to
have no idea.
Well, you know, like, if you sing harmonies with yourself.
What's a harmony?
Like a harmony, okay, oh, okay.
Like, basically, yeah, like when I said I have basic. No idea what you're talking okay. about, I meant it at the most
no,
fundamental
you know
level.
What? And you know what? And thank you for that, because I forget that, you know.
That I'm an idiot.
No, it's not that you're an idiot. It's just that, you know, I have to break it down on that level. So, in music, when you hear more than one voice... There's a lead vocal usually, and then there's what we call a harmony. So a harmony is many voices or just one voice that is doing maybe not the melody, but
it's like a schizo.
It's basically like a schizo. Like, it's like song a parallel world. Voice that is adding a little bit of color. So,
what's an example of a harmony?
You know, Bohemian Rhapsody. You know how it starts out.
Yeah.
You hear all those voices.
Yeah, those are all harmonies.
Those are all harmonies. Yeah.
Oh.
That was a good example, wasn't it?
That was a good one.
So, yeah, when you lay down harmonies, you can't hear yourself when you're hearing the voice that you're trying to match
right.
the harmony, whether the timing or the words or whatever. So you usually take one ear off so you can hear, one headphone ear off so you can hear yourself, and then you can also hear
See, both my ears work together, so I don't know how to...
This is something you learn. You learn in the recording studio.
I have no idea.
How was your week, man?
It was okay.
What did you do? It was okay.
They're painting my building. So they made us... We got a letter on Friday saying everything has to be cleared off your porch because we're painting your porch on Monday as of meaning yesterday.
Dude, that's like ridiculous.
So I had to clean all this shit off my porch, like a futon, a grill,
oh my God.
Pull the carpet up. And then...
Dude, how much shit do you have on your...
There's a ton of shit. Because so you don't use your porch. Yeah, you just throw shit out there.
Yeah, it's true. That's very
and
true.
And then comes Monday, and I'm like, okay, where are the painters? And we get an email going, oh, they're not going to be there until Wednesday.
And you're like, you motherfuckers.
But
now
I got a
right
fucking
now.
Futon in my house
that's
with
nasty.
A grill. It just...
That sucks, dude. I'm sorry, dude. Yeah. That's a bummer. Yeah. So where's the futon? Is it in your living room?
There's the frame is still on the porch because I can't bring that in. But right. the big futon mattress is laying in the middle of the living room.
Oh,
and now my 5-year-old's like, oh, new bed. So
you're
now
like, no.
And anything you do for a 5-year-old, they think that's the new permanent. Like that's
right.
the new way things are going to be.
Right.
So now he thinks there's a futon mattress permanently in our living room. So
he's
now
bummed
when I have to pull that up, it's going to be a whole thing.
Oh, and he can't play Dirty Fort in the Dirty Fort yeah. anymore. So, like, when you're doing that, are you just, like, finding new things that you didn't know that you had out there? Because that's always how I am. When I'm cleaning stuff out, like if I'm moving or moving something from some
No, I knew it was out there. I just didn't know how much dirt was on it.
Oh, dude.
There's so much.
Because you just leave it out there. Just
well,
accumulates.
Because California is so dirty, like
yeah.
dusty, because
yeah.
we get no rain.
Dude.
What are you chewing?
Oh, it was a butterscotch candy from
you
the outside.
Can't.
What?
You're not supposed to do that on air into a microphone.
I didn't mean to. That's why I bit it. I was like, I better get rid of this thing right now.
Well, I didn't know you had it until you bit it. You were doing fine until you bit
it. Well, because I was just like trying to keep it as a silent guest. So what was I just saying?
Your butterscotch candy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So... I lived in an apartment, it wasn't that old. It was like probably built in the 40s or 50s. And every time dust accumulated. It was like going into an Indiana Jones movie. It was like that dusty. Just because of California. I don't know. Just bullshit.
Are dusty.
But dude, 90% or like 80% of dust is human skin. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Gross. That's some gross shit. And, you know, hopefully it's yours.
It's all mine. Because I don't moisturize.
Did you do anything over the weekend?
What did I do over the weekend? I did nothing. I did dick.
I did a lot of dick
over the weekend.
Actually, I did something cool for you. Let me tell you what I did for you. So I called a couple comedy clubs, and I was asking because my girlfriend and I were going to go to
You didn't drop my name, did you?
I did.
That's not going
to
help.
Well, I just said, no. I didn't drop your name to, you know, get a free ticket or anything. I said, who's playing tonight? And they were like, oh, so-and-so. And I'm like, oh, so Eddie Pence is not on the bill tonight? And they're like, no, I don't think he's on the bill tonight. I was like, oh, that's a bummer. Well, let me know when he's on the bill. And I'll see,
the comedy clubs think I got my friend to call and say that.
No,
that's
way.
What they do, because some comics do that shit. Well, they'll call up as themselves and go, is so-and-so on the bill? No, oh, well, you should really get him on the bill.
But I didn't say it like that. I was smart. I was like, oh, dude, that's all right. I'll come check out, you know, some other lineup when it's a little bit stronger. That's what I said. Yeah, buddy.
Real snob going in. That's great.
Keep him in suspense. You're like, seriously, Carulla, not having it. Not having it. You know what was kind of funny? I did a gig outside over the weekend, and it looked like it was going to rain the whole morning.
Yeah.
And I still get paid if it rains.
Yeah.
And somehow the universe was like, Carulla, we're going to have you play and have it rain right after you leave. So I played that gig, and I was just like looking. I'm looking at storm clouds. It's going to rain any minute now. And last week, my gig actually got rained on an hour into it. So
you get electrocuted?
Didn't get electrocuted, but that's always the thought that goes into it. It's bad.
It's an acoustic show, though, right?
Yeah,
but so technically, you shouldn't be getting electrocuted.
Well, but you still have to plug in.
If you're playing a true acoustic show, you should have no worries.
It's not true acoustic. It sucks. Shits. This is riveting radio.
It is. You should ring the doorbell.
Oh, shit. Wrong doorbell. It looks like our special guest has arrived. What's going on?
Hey,
Mr. Brian Scalaro. Scalaro.
Hey, Scalaro.
Yeah, I was just talking about, I was wondering if you guys can get my mail. going on the road. Hi.
How are you, man?
I should turn your mic on there.
Yeah, that might help.
I feel good. There it is. That's there fucking is. Much
Stand-up
better.
Stand-up comedian Brian Scalaro.
In my head, I'm like, are they going to turn on the mic?
I'm so far away from this microphone, but it's so close.
I had so many comments when I was listening. I want to get them all in. First of all, do you have more butterscotch candy? Second of all, he gave you shit when he was chewing gum for the first three minutes.
Yeah,
and then
totally.
He threw it away. And he didn't say anything. Hey. Third of all, you should never call a comedy club and do that because they know it's you.
Especially
because you asked for Eddie Pence, so they already know that you made that up.
I'm blacklisted from those comedy clubs.
Well, it was the improv, which you do perform there a lot.
No, I don't.
Well, I thought you did.
I have, you know.
You're like, well, it's a
Eddie should be way more in the rotation than he is.
You know, there's something about entertainment that's just bullshit. It's just let's talk about this for 2 seconds. There are gatekeepers in the entertainment industry, which I think are full of shit. They don't know what is good from bad. They have no training, whether it's music or comedy, or to know, you know, oh, yeah, this is what people should be listening to, watching, checking out, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're the ones that have so much power, which is I don't get. It just doesn't, and they seek that power. Like artists never seek that power. That's why artists don't usually get in those situations. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm not arguing you.
You're like, yep.
I don't, you know.
Well, that's one of the reasons we started this radio show. We're like, you know what?
Not,
fuck
it's
all
not
these
everybody.
Radio shows.
It's not there. Is like, you know, probably 20% of all gatekeepers probably are people who really like the show, mm-hmm. care more about the show than the drink sales or the S's in the seats. They, you know, some gatekeepers are cool.
So do you think, let me ask you.
Like, I've met some good network executives, too, in my time.
You have a really good radio voice.
I know.
You do.
Yeah.
You're like, yes, I try.
Yeah. I used to have this voice as a kid, so when I called my friends that hang out.
They called you Froggy?
Yeah. The parents would answer the phone going, who is this? I'm like, it's Brian. It's Bobby Ram. They're like, what do you want with Bobby? I'm like, I want to play. You want to play with Bobby?
That's funny shit.
That's a true story, though.
You're like, I ain't fucking around.
The voice has gotten lower in the past 4 years, but it was low to begin with.
That's wonderful. Wow.
That's crazy.
Thank you.
We got James Earl Jones in the studio.
CNN. This is what it sounds like when I walked up the stairs. Went to get him. That was me in the stairwell.
You and me both, dude. Yeah, yeah. You're like, when is this going to stop? Even though we took the elevator.
You ever wake up and your girlfriend like hung herself because you were snoring so hard? You're like, shit, I must have been really bad.
Could have just slept on the couch. Jesus.
Well, some girlfriends I've had just slept right through it and don't never even hear it for years. You know?
Oh, dude. My wife came home last night. She'd been out drinking. She snored so loud I had to sleep on the futon that's on the living room.
What? Oh, gross.
I recorded it because it was this
the
is
one
how
that
loud.
Was covered in your skin?
What?
This is how loud it was.
It's nothing.
From a 5 foot tall woman.
Sounds it's fun.
Dude, that's awesome, and I'm sure she's going to love to know about that.
She doesn't listen to this show. Are you kidding me? Why would she listen to this show?
That is awesome, dude. My girlfriend would kill me if she...
It was so fucking loud.
Dude, you know what? I have a little bulldog. He's about 8 weeks old, and he snores.
He sounds like normally.
He snores, and I snore, so she's kind of trapped in the middle.
That sounds like a man.
She's going to kill herself.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
So, Brian, where are you originally from?
New York.
I can tell. That's why I asked. Mm-hmm. Upstate?
Upstate? No, no, no. I went to college upstate.
Okay.
But I was born in Brooklyn, and then there was raised in Queens, and then Brooklyn and Manhattan. Those three. And then college, I went upstate.
Where'd you go to college?
New Paltz, SUNY University.
Oh, so I played at SUNY University.
Yeah, I got a gig there coming up.
Dude, you're going back to your roots, man.
Yeah, and it was my second gig, actually, in the town. My first, well, you know, my second show ever. In
I thought you were going to say vasectomy.
My first vasectomy. My second show I've ever had in my life was in October of 1992, and when I was a sophomore at SUNY New Paltz, and I opened the show for a hypnotist, and it did not go good. Like, and in 3 minutes, I remember I walked off the stage. I was like, well, I don't know what to do here. So, like... when I finally
growing pains,
when
right?
I finally went back and played the school after 20 years of stand-up, it went great. I played a bar in town, and like a lot of people showed up, and it went really good. I was like, thanks for letting me fucking close this part of my... Because it's in your memory.
Yeah, of course.
It's the second show ever. It's like they tell you to do a Broadway play, this is the second show that's going to go bad, or you know what I mean? A school play, the second
oh,
show.
Oh, yeah.
It's always the first one goes good, and then after three on, you know? But the second one stinks.
The second one does suck.
So that one really sucked. So I'm playing it at the end of April, and I'm excited to go back.
Going back to the room.
Do you have a lot of friends still in that area?
Believe it or not, it's a fun town. It's kind of like Berkeley.
Okay.
You know, so it's got this this hipster town quality, but not like the kind of hipster
that
we
know. Isn't it near Albany? It's like upstate, like Schenectady.
It's 2 hours south of Albany.
Okay.
It's across the river from the Poughkeepsie.
Okay.
It's about an hour and a half upstate from Manhattan.
So it's in the middle.
Yeah. It's awesome.
What you're telling me is it's in the
middle. It's awesome. It's awesome.
When did you start in New York?
Started in Manhattan, yeah.
Started Manhattan.
Stand up New York, 78th and Broadway.
What made you want to do comedy? What was the bug that bit you?
For stand up or for like comedy acting? Because I feel like that's two different things. Well, the first one was when I was growing up, my father showed us Laurel and Hardy and Abbott Costello and the Marx Brothers. So I was riveted to that shit. I thought Tim Conway and the Carol Burnett Show was a fucking genius.
His old man guy?
And Bugs Bunny.
Fuck.
Bugs Bunny. Between those guys, my life was happy. And then as I got old, you know, when I got older, discovered Bill and, you know, Ghostbusters and shit like that, Blues Brothers.
Fuck yeah.
But like somewhere around fifth grade, my parents took me to see Bill Cosby at the Harrah's. And I know that now there's a whole...
Did he get you drunk?
Yeah, but I figured that was the joke. That one seems fitting. But I was like, man, this is great. I would love to do something like that. And then I listened to George Carlin, and I saw George Carlin on HBO playing With Your Head. You ever see that special?
He's a badass, dude.
And then we listened to his old albums, and then I went to see him at the Westbury Music Fair. So between those two and Bill Cosby's Why Is There Air, I was like, I want to do this as well. But it always seemed like dream number five. And then when I one day I was like, you know what? What am I waiting for? Like a friend of mine did it, and it was just like he just wanted to do it one time. And I was like, well, if he did it, I can do it. And then I went and just did it, and then I quit my internship at HBO Real Sex. I was an intern for HBO Real Sex.
Oh.
Like I had to stand on the corner with a walkie-talkie and tell them when the cops were coming so they would stop fucking in an alley. That was my job.
Wow. That's awesome.
Then I worked with like the Marc Maron project. I worked on Exit 57, which had Stephen Colbert and Amy Sedaris and Paul Dinello. And then I started doing the cartoon Doug. You know, remember
the cartoon? I remember Doug.
And then at some point I overslept and didn't come in, and they called me and they yelled at me, and I was like, well, fuck you again. And I hung up, and I was like, well, I'm just a comic now.
I guess I fell back into this job.
Yeah, so it just went all right. You know, it took off. And that actually gave to the acting, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then what was the fork in the road to also want to do comedic acting too?
The fork in the road?
Well, I mean, like, in the sense, like, they're two different things to me.
I like acting more. When I was younger, I liked comedy acting. Now that I'm older, I like both, and sometimes skew to drama, you know. Like, I love watching a movie twice. Like, Roger Ebert used to always watch a movie twice. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know
He would watch a movie once for entertainment's sake, and then watch it the second time to see how they did it, what was good about it, what was bad. Because sometimes you don't realize.
See, you can watch a movie 100 times and see something new.
Yeah, that's true.
100 times.
That's true.
So I love watching the actor's choices and the director's choices, you know, and seeing. Because it is a choice, and it's like, who knows? You look at how an actor says a line, and I'm like, well, how would Joe Pesci have done that? How would this guy have done that? How would Bob Nelson do, you know what I mean? So I don't know. That's just that.
Like, you said growing up as a kid, you watched Tim Conway. Like, I used to fake being sick so I could sit and watch the Carol Burnett show on syndication.
Right, right.
To watch the old Tim Conway sketches, to watch him crack up Harvey Korman.
Yeah. And you know how they did that, right? They shot two, you know that?
No.
I just learned this recently. She was on, Carol Burnett was on a talk show, I can't remember who.
The View. Just say The View.
But somebody said, just say The View. Said, you shot two episodes, and she would go, yes. During the daytime, around 5 o'clock, we would shoot the skits as written. And then the audience would come in, and then they would shoot the skits with ad-libbing, and because they already had the skit covered. So that's how they did it. And so they were allowed a whole take in front of the audience to ad-lib.
To do whatever the fuck they
And
want.
The best one to look up is Tim Conway's Elephant Story on the Carol Burnett Show. It's like a minute, it's like 2 minute long improv. And they get so mad that they're either laughing or they're getting angry at him. But he just keeps going on and on with a story about an elephant in the middle of a skit that had nothing to do with an elephant. And it's really funny. It's worth watching. It's Tim Conway.
I'm
going to
look that up. I'm going to look that up when I go home.
Seriously. Yeah. Just look it up now.
Just fucking play that shit now.
Play that shit now during the interview. Come on.
It's very good.
I used to like Tim Conway. I like Gene Wilder growing up as a kid.
Yeah.
Just the way he would bounce emotions right off one another.
Yeah. He was always like music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fun.
Like, I can break shit down. This may sound boring to the average person, but I'm fucking fascinated by this. And I'm a little stoned.
A little?
Love the... Sorry. I thought I farted at first. And I thought that the whole time in the elevator, too, because the elevator goes... after each floor.
Am I farting? Man. I can't tell if I'm farting. anyway, what was your story?
You watch Young Frankenstein again.
Yeah.
And as an actor, I'm watching it going, it sounds like music. If I close my eyes and lay on the couch, it sounds like music, like a saxophone and a flute. And it's literally everyone's doing this performance, you know, like this musical performance. All the turns the actors have when they go, like footsteps, everything sounds like music. So I'm watching the one scene with Cloris Leachman where Gene Wilder says he's got to go to bed. So she goes to the door.
Warm milk?
Yeah, she goes to the door and then turns around very slowly and goes, would you like a hot chocolate before bedtime? He goes, no, thank you. So then she turns and goes to the door, and then she turns very slowly again, very, very slowly, and then goes, some chocolate milk, warm milk perhaps? And he goes, no, thank you. And then she turns the door, and this time she doesn't turn slowly. She just goes, Ovaltine. So she conditioned you to wait for the turn.
Right.
And then she took the turn away. It's fucking genius.
Yeah, right.
And then she turns.
Thank you.
Then she turns very slowly, and then he goes, no, nothing. Thank you. Like, he has the payoff because she did the turn for him.
It's such a...
It's genius, actually.
Little things like that.
No, that movie's like... Way. It's almost like...
Condition you to know the Jaws sound, Jaws music, the Jaws is coming, and take that away, and the Jaws scares it.
It's one of them, it's almost comedy perfection, that film.
Yeah.
Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
I went to the Fox lot when Mel Brooks, they did a huge mural on the Fox lot for that movie, and Mel Brooks was there. And like, to me, he is like a god.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite movies are all Mel Brooks movies. Yeah. And like, the things that he said, that he said he came to Fox and said, I want to do this movie, and they were like, great. And he's like, oh, by the way, I want to shoot it in black and white. Yeah. And they were like, what the fuck? So, like, but, you know, you could never see that movie
in color.
It's
such a brilliant film. Like, when he goes, he wants to go confront Frankenstein's monster and the thing, and he's like, whatever you do, whatever you hear in there, Yeah. Do not open this door. No matter what I say. Yeah. And as soon as he shuts the door, he's like, let me out of here. And then just like, you know it's coming. You know it's coming.
Son of a bitch.
You know it's coming. As soon as he says, don't open this door. And you fucking die laughing.
Yeah. Because he's a god. They were all goddamn geniuses.
I mean, that's like, that's how good you, that's how great you are at comedy. When you, yeah, when someone knows the joke is coming.
Yeah.
And you can still do it anyway. Make you gut laugh.
And he did, he wanted the putting on the Ritz song and dancing there. And Mel Brooks didn't want that in there. And then, you know, finally Mel Brooks was like, you know what? If you're fighting this hard, you must be good. So then he was like, I was wrong. And it's interesting that Gene Wilder didn't want Mel Brooks in the movie. And they asked Mel Brooks, what was that the agreement? Why was in that agreement that you couldn't act in it? He goes, because Gene and, you know, wanted it to be look real. And I'm a little, hey there, folks. Like, he nailed it, you know?
That is true.
Hey there, folks.
That's hilarious.
Such a good movie.
You know, him and Carl Reiner have dinner every night together and watch Jeopardy?
You're joking.
No.
They really do.
Yeah,
bullshit.
If you watch it.
Really?
They, every night, they get together at Carl Reiner's house and sit in the easy chairs with dinner on the takeout.
That is
and just
awesome.
Sit on their little TV trays and watch.
Could you imagine?
I'm sure their wives feel different, but yeah, but it's pretty wild.
Dude, that's amazing.
Could you imagine the comedy that's just never been written down?
Yeah,
or performed in front of live audiences.
Yeah, just sit there in the kitchen and listen to those two talk.
That's just never. No one's ever heard it. No one ever will.
Yeah, fascinating.
Those are two geniuses, definitely two comedic geniuses. Mel Brooks is Spaceballs. I mean, that's
his most successful movie.
That movie's the shit. That movie is still, I still watch it. I'm like, God, this is so good.
It's not as good as Young Frankenstein.
No, you don't think so?
It's good. Well, Young Frankenstein's top five comedies ever.
Of all time.
Spaceballs is, I would say, top 100.
Yeah.
Blazing
Saddles is better than Spaceballs.
I think Spaceballs is better than Blazing Saddles.
What? I think it's the age difference. What are you, you're 20?
Yeah. Because I saw Blazing Saddles way later than people. Like, I grew up, I saw Star Wars, I saw Spaceballs, and I remember, like, peeing with laughter in the theater.
Well, yeah, Blazing Saddles was big because nobody did a movie like that before. Now, like, everybody loves Richard Pryor's act, but now if you just want to see Richard Pryor's act, just go to a comedy club and watch a black comedian.
Yeah.
80% of them are doing, we're all basically doing what Richard Pryor was doing, just for ourselves, you know, no matter what race you are.
Well, let's get into something that you've done. You got a clip, right, that you want to play us?
Yeah, play some.
Let's play some of your comedy.
Whatever
man.
You want to do. I don't care. I was
we
getting
can just
into
shoot the shit, too, and talk Jeopardy.
Well, this is a clip.
The one thing that keeps me positive is other people's work. You know what I mean?
That's,
when I get into my own career, that's when I get upset.
Well, let's play a clip that I recorded of you when you didn't know I was recording it.
This is at Eddie's house while they're walking Wheel of Fortune
from your roof.
This is when you went off on the business for 10 minutes in the elevator.
And you didn't know I was recording.
And then started smoking weed in my car.
And you named a lot of names. You named a lot of names.
First of all, I want to say I've been watching Parks and Recreation recently.
Yeah.
You know, I was wrong. I didn't give that show a shot. It's a funny show.
I wrote it off for the first three seasons.
Me too.
I was like, fuck this.
But it's a good show.
And now I'm sad it's gone.
Yeah, I think I made a mistake. So I did the same thing with The Office.
Reruns.
I never caught on The Office.
I never got on
The Office. Is wonderful. Wonderful.
It's so dry, though.
Season
it's too
four?
Dry for
man, no, season four. It changed at some point. Season four, that episode, the gay witch hunt, I think that may be some of the best television ever recorded.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to play a part from your Live at Gotham set on Comedy Central.
We talked about farting, we talked about orgasms.
It's going to be your sneezing bit, is that all right?
I don't think the sneezing bit's on there. That's Live at Gotham. This is Gotham Comedy Live, which is better.
I don't know. No. The one I have is Brian.
You're playing, the old sneezes bit. Let's fucking hear it.
I love this. Is one of my funniest bits.
Thanks.
Of any comedian I've ever watched do anything live.
Wow.
This is one of those bits where it's like there's a laugh every like 5 seconds.
Thanks, dude.
It's
awesome. That means a lot.
It really is. It's like, I mean, I don't know how well you did it on TV, but in person.
This is an older version.
It's freaking hilarious.
This is an older version.
That and your dump truck bit.
Thank you.
Because you take it, what I love about your comedy is you take an idea, just a random idea, and you heighten the fuck out of it. Like, you blow it apart, which is like, you know, it's like we're talking about.
I guess is what happens. Yeah, I don't think I really knew that.
You just take a kernel of an idea and just fucking blow it out of the water to the point of like, stop, it's done, and you keep fucking blowing it up.
Thank you, man. Anyway. No, that's so fucking nice of you.
No, it's a great.
I got to drop the joke at some point. I'm too scared.
Oh, I know. I have jokes.
Yeah.
Blow that shit up.
Anyway, this is sneezing.
Well, this is the old sneezing.
Old sneezing.
If you want the new sneezing.
Circa 2007, 2008, something like that?
2007.
Six.
I think it's 2007 or 2008.
Anyway, here we go.
We talked about farting. We talked about orgasms. My favorite noise to come out of a human being is a sneeze. That's funnier than a fart and an orgasm shoved together. Which I think would kill you. Don't you think so? If you were having sex, you'd be like, oh. I think just blood would come out of your head like a ketchup packet. Anyway, sneezing is interesting, man, because sneeze is the only thing that happens to everybody that completely screws us up when it happens. It always scares the hell out of you. Even if you're not the guy sneezing, doesn't it always surprise you? Always comes out of the blue, like right in the... Take it! What the hell is that, man? Sat next to this old lady on a bus. She sneezed 45 minutes. It's a long time, man, 45 minutes. To be scared over and over again. There's a line between Gesundheit and shut the f*** up, old lady. Dick it! 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 Ask him again! Dick it! Dick it! Wow! Dick it! Dick it! Dick it! Somebody shoot me, please! Ever happen to you? Did you ever sneeze like 9 times in a row and you think you're gonna crap your pants or something? Like, dick it! Dick it! Dick it! Oh, help me! Somebody, help! Help! That always happens to me when I'm driving. Which is not when you want to sneeze, man. You don't want to sneeze when you're driving. You don't want your heart to stop and your eyes to close 6 times in a row. Like, back it! Back it! Oh, back it! I'm like 4 lanes over. What happened? Some people hold them inside, you know? Some people keep them in here and just... Like, all right, man, are these your eyes? My dad sounds like he's getting killed with an axe or something. Like, ah! Ah! What happened? Dog runs under the table, terrified. TV changes channels. Lets out family secrets. Like, ah, I'm gay!
Oh my god, dude! Seriously, seriously, I'm in tears, dude.
Thanks,
dude. That was one of the best bits I've heard on this show. No bullshit, dude. Oh,
thank you, man.
That sneeze bit kills me every time I fucking hear it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, yeah, I have applause, dude. Honestly, we should have just left the mics on because the three of us were just laughing.
I wouldn't have fucking heard it.
I wasn't laughing. I was just staring at it.
Oh, my God. That had me.
Wistfully looking at it.
Dude, that was that had me, man. I was laughing my ass off, dude.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
So funny, man.
It's something I really have to move on from.
It's one of those bits you have that you're like,
it's too good.
I don't want to let it go.
Yeah. I mean, if I was, I never got that on TV the way I wanted it. So then I finally rewrote it, and I tried to do it for my Comedy Central half hour special, and they cut it out because it's on Live at Gotham.
Do you think you did it better in your half hour?
Yeah. Yeah. I know it, because it's a different bit.
Because I've seen it live, and it's like one of those bits where like the room is like on the floor laughing.
Thanks, honestly, man. The three of us were like that, and you knew that.
Well, I wasn't laughing that. I've done it before.
Stop I'm brilliant. Brilliant. No.
I'm on the floor. Oh, my God. Brian, my ribs.
Dude, I was laughing my ass off, honestly, and... That's not always easy for me to do. I mean, that was... No,
thanks, man. I think you're in a good mood.
No. You're high, too.
Seriously, no. That was some funny shit. How did you even come up with that?
I wanted... It's one of the few bits I sat down and wrote. I wanted a... like, George Carlin and Bill Cosby and Richard Pryor all had bits on vomiting. They all had bits on burping. They all had a bit on farting. And each bit was like 5 minutes long for each of them.
Right.
So it's like they really broke it down. Like, did the different kinds of, George Carlin did the different kinds of farts. And they all did a belching thing about their dad. So I was like, I really want something universal like they had. Because I was developing in New York late night spots, and my act was becoming the edgy jokes, like what to do in church or what to do here. And I, you know, and like a lot of fucking jokes, jerk-off jokes. And I really wanted something universal. Because of them. And I was like, nobody did sneezing yet. It was either sneezing or hiccups. And I thought sneezing was better. So I actually sat down and wrote that joke.
That's crazy. It's awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty brilliant.
Dude. Thanks.
That's How did you come up with the sneeze?
It developed worse over time. That one sounds like I'm yelling Pachanga. Pachanga.
Pachanga.
Pachanga. Morango.
So what's your creative process when you're writing jokes? Are you observing people? Tell us about it.
Oh.
Give us all your secrets.
I don't know. It just kind of... Now, I try... Nowadays, because I'm realized that I'm probably more than halfway through my life. Probably. You know, with my weight... It'd be great if I made
it. Way to bring it down.
Yeah, it'd be great if I made it to 80.
What a nice clown you are.
be great if I made it to 80, but I'm not sure that's going to happen. So I am like, let's just do things that we like now. And so I'm trying to write bits that make me laugh and make the audience laugh. And it's taking a little longer than I wanted. You know what I mean? But I get all these really, really stupid, silly jokes now. And, you know, I put them out there. And some are killing, but then I found out other comics have them somewhere else.
Right.
Like, I wrote a joke, and there's a guy in Minneapolis who's great, who has the same joke, and I'm like, motherfucker, now I can't do that.
That sucks.
You know, I can't, you know.
That's got to happen a lot with comedians, right?
There's a lot of parallel thought. It happens all the time. But it's, yeah.
Yeah, but when it's something so specific,
yeah,
you know, it's like, oh, and I'd never seen that guy, and he'd never seen me. So we just called each other, and we were like, I didn't get it from you, you didn't get it from me. All right, cool, let's defend each other. But he's already done it on TV, and it's already on my album. It's fucking, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, there's a lot of setbacks like that. Like, when I find a new bit that I'm like, all right, great, this is a new minute.
Yeah, it sucks.
And then you're like, yeah, no, that's back, now I'm back to zero. Okay, now I got three, now half of it was funny, and now I'm back to one and a half. So it's, but I have to sacrifice more long sets.
And what's, like, I know, to practice, what's the code between comedians?
What do you mean?
Like, if... Okay, let's say somebody does steal your...
Oh, no, what are you talking about stealing? Okay. No, there is... You're just not supposed to do it.
Yeah.
And if it happens, the person who's done it on TV already, the other person should stop and be like, oh, because they don't want to look bad because of what I was just talking about. So it's just like... I have seen stealing. But it's like...
Yeah, Mendez stole Cosby.
I don't want to get into all those guys. Yeah. You know, but it's like I people find it fascinating. I think that's what half the problem is.
Yeah.
Because now they're all attacking everyone on YouTube. Right. Comics who are sweethearts and would never steal are being attacked for no fucking reason whatsoever because people find that shit fascinating. Much more fascinating than we do.
Right.
You know,
yeah. Most of the time, it's like, oh, you got to steal. Okay, I'll stop doing mine.
Shit has been going. That's been going on forever.
That's pretty crazy that comedians have this kind of crossroads where they're like, oh, you're doing that. Okay, well, I can't. I won't do this. I'll just do. Well, you know,
there is stealing going out there. I've heard horrible nightmare stories where one comic looked at another comic and just said, "What are you going to do about it?" You know, because he had a bigger management and bigger agent, and it was that the other guy kind of had a breakdown for a couple of years after that because it was a big closer. Like, it happens, and I've seen it happen. But I think that the audience perception of comedy is what they see in movies. That's why every time somebody goes to the comedy club for the first time, they're like, I'm going to help out the comedian and shout something out. They all think that that's what comedy clubs are, because in every movie there's a heckle scene.
Yeah.
If it's an episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and what's his name? The tap dance kid,
Carlton.
Thank you. Is going to do. I'm still going to buy his first credit. If the guy from Silver Spoons, if he wants to learn stand up comedy in a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air episode, there's going to be an episode of him getting heckled. There's going to be a scene of him getting heckled. Everybody thinks that's part of the job, but it's really not. You know, yeah.
Right?
It's like nobody says, by the way, this might happen. That they say this might happen here and there. And that's not. This is going to happen every show because it's a part of your job to babysit the room. You know, and that fucking drives me nuts. And people also find the stealing stuff more fascinating.
Right?
It probably really is.
For me, it's like the content. Like the creative mind to me is like fascinating in general. So when somebody comes up with something, it's like sacred. You know what I mean? And when somebody steals that from another comedian, it's like, dude, you know, fuck you.
that's how I feel. But it's like that shit that's been going on since before we were born. Milton Berle was known for it. And
really?
Yeah. So it's like these guys still worked with each other anyway. They would take things from each other. Like, there'd be like random writers who would work for Jack Benny, then work for Milton Berle, then they work for Jackie Gleason. So they'd work for everybody. So that joke would appear out of everybody's mouths. And the audience didn't really care that much. And
well, there also wasn't a YouTube where people could like compare them. It was like it was live performances,
and then it's gone,
and then it's gone.
Yeah. My favorite is the Conan set I just did. I do, I do a bit that I've done on Comedy Central, my garbage truck thing. But I do a bit that I practiced on at the Laugh Factory. So before I did Conan, about a month before I practiced a set, I taped the set at the Laugh Factory. So the person who's taping me, we're unaware there's actually a video camera at the roof of the Laugh Factory also taping me. So about a week before Conan, the video comes on the Laugh Factory YouTube channel. So I go, I call them. I go, you gotta take that down because I'm doing that. I'm doing that on Conan in 1 or 2 weeks. It's like, okay, cool. And they take it down. Probably 50,000 people saw it. Then I'm on Conan, and everyone's running down. I just saw this on the Laugh Factory channel. This guy stole this. It's fucking me. it's so sick that
what an asshole to steal from his own twin brother.
And the same thing happened. Jay Larson. Jay Larson didn't have a beard on his Laugh Factory video, and then he did a Conan joke, and he did the same joke he did on the Laugh Factory channel, but this time he has a beard, and nobody fucking recognized him, and they accused him of stealing it off himself too. That's how crazy
That's
YouTube
ridiculous.
Is. Right. YouTube is crazy. So I think if anybody reads YouTube comments, just stop reading them. You're half the problem now. Yeah. We all have, I'm guilty of it too.
Yeah,
right.
You know, we should just stop reading it. It's like just
well, let's play. Let's play a little bit of that Conan bit.
Well, let's give away all Brian's shit for free.
Don't ever go see him live. What's the point?
I have a fucking podcast.
Well, let's talk about your podcast.
Yeah, let's talk about your podcast.
I need audience members. I just started it. There's only like 30 episodes.
I did one of your episodes.
You did one of the early ones.
It's very funny.
Thank you. You were great on it.
Oh, thanks. But yeah, you used to do it with you'd have comics on and we'd play characters interviewing you.
Yeah. so weirdly placed. So,
they all are. Play every single one is.
Yeah. An elevator.
It comes later.
We talked about aliens.
Yeah, aliens.
And then the real interview was about ghosts, weird enough.
Yeah. Because that's what we both have that fascination with.
Fucking ghosts.
Ghosts and shit.
But fascinating.
Yeah. What's the name of your podcast?
This is my podcast. So if you type that into iTunes, it'll come up. And if you go to allthingscomedy.com, which is Al Madrigal and Bill Burr's website, allthingscomedy.com, there is all these podcasts on there. And there's a picture of me eating pizza. That's the picture you click on. This is my podcast.
And so it's kind of changed. You used to have comics on that would be characters and also do an interview, but now you've changed it where it's just you.
It's just me now because I had a hard time getting episodes out, and then I'd have to listen to like hours of interview, and I don't want just standard talk. I want to do something more creative.
It is one of the more unique podcasts.
You know what I'm saying? But everybody does. You know,
it's one of the more unique podcasts out there.
That's why you guys have 10,000 listeners and I have 100.
Yeah, but I would so much rather listen to your podcast.
And I want to check it out. Is it kind of like Garrison Keillor, that kind of style, like where characters?
No, it's like I'm playing multiple characters. I have a neighbor who's a monkey who comes over to yell at me. I do skits. I have skits with involving myself, fake commercials, and then I do rants. And but I try to keep it going so that every 5 minutes something new is happening. And each episode is probably on between 15 and 25,
which is perfect.
Yeah, that's awesome. I just want it fast. Old. I grew up watching.
And you just do you come up with it on the fly?
Yeah, I'll sit down that week. I was like, well, I got to get a new one out, and then I'll this one. I happen to have a guest on because I recorded him a long time ago. But he's got really good stories about. He did a Steven Spielberg movie, and he did United 93. He was in United 93. So we just talked about that, and then this gets before him and after him.
Let's hear it.
Well, I don't know what he's looking at. I can't see.
Here it comes.
Oh, these are skits. No, this is not it, but they're skits on YouTube. I told you to go to allthingscomedy.com.
Way to go, Eddie.
These are the first things to show him? All Things Comedy. There you go. Click on that. Welcome to allthingscomedy.com. There's a lot of good comics on here, which is what the problem is. Bill Burr, Tom Papa. I can't compete with these people. Doug Stanhope, Aaron Foley. That's it.
Actually, you really can, dude.
Right, there's a picture of
me. I've heard one bit of yours, and dude, it is better than what I've heard of most people.
Ah, yeah, nice. So if you go to... that is very sweet of you, man. Thank you.
No, I mean it. Dude, Eddie knows. I don't just say shit.
You want to go to your skits?
He says shit all the time.
That's bullshit.
You want to go to your skits?
No. Well, we can do whatever you think is funniest. What's the funny one?
What's the funniest? That's different. Why
don't we? It's definitely not yours.
Why don't we just go to the most recent one?
The recent movies. Episode 37.
Yeah, I don't even know if this is funny or not. And if you press, we go a little further in. That's too
way
far.
To have this all queued up.
Oh man, just press play. Press I'm play. Farting. Can you hear that? That was not me, but I have this theory if a fart makes a noise.
Okay, here we go.
Let's go to really. Please, everybody, keep that your does not fast down forward. With the Godfather.
Please. The Godfather.
Still further. Chose in the end not to, and then started.
Can I do it? Can I?
Can you do
can
it?
Can I? Still so far, there's really going to lose listeners.
It's good.
I love
we
comedy.
Can't. That's
Sally,
not possible.
Sally, Harry, and then they shook
it's
hands.
It's coming up. It's
and
next.
They just kept walking away.
Let's try this.
It's about a 5-second movie.
Yeah, this is like a this episode's about movies, so like.
That wasn't me.
In a world where a man loves a woman.
I love you.
And the woman doesn't love him.
Shut up, you bald-headed faggot.
In a world where a man receives a strange gift from a man he used to love.
Your father wanted you to have this.
It's a pigeon carcass.
Yeah, he was crazy.
In a world where a woman can't stop shitting.
I just can't stop shitting.
And a man keeps putting his penis where it doesn't belong.
Please don't put your penis in there.
In a world where God is dead.
You are all my children. Holy shit.
And Wheezy Jefferson must take his place.
Lawrence, you are speaking to a jackass.
And a dog is the president.
Yes, Mr. President. Yes, Mr. President. Are you sure you want to bomb Korea? Yes, Mr. President.
And a monkey can see the future.
I don't know what the fuck he's saying. He's a monkey.
Where every beautiful woman cannot stop farting.
My asshole is really tight. Well, not anymore.
A brand new movie by Steven Spielberg called... What the hell just happened?
it's that kind of shit. Oh, God, I'm so glad you guys laughed about that.
Dude, that's my kind of shit, dude. It's just... It's awesome.
So friggin' absurd.
It's awesome. Absurd. It's really obnoxious. Stupid. It's awesome, dude. I love it.
Oh, thanks.
This sounds like my friends hanging out. This is the kind of shit we do.
Yeah, that's the shit I want to start doing on stage, but it's just impossible
if you
want money.
It's such an interesting podcast because it's not your typical, like, let's have a guest and just interview him and talk about that. It's like, it's just, it's there. You just,
thanks.
You're just fucking around.
It's out there. It's out there.
25 minutes? Is that what you said?
It's 15 to 25 usually. Wow. You know, I'd like to get it as tight as possible. You know,
That's amazing. That's not easy to do.
It's actually not having an audience and not worrying about whether or not people are going to laugh. I find it extremely easy. And so it's like I'll just talk and go, well, I hope they think this is funny. And that's what I used to do in college when I had a radio show. I used to do stuff like that.
Wow.
And so I still have, like, friends and fans from that old show, and I saw
So you did all that live, like, on the fly? Like, you're just doing all your sound bits?
Well, I took some jokes out, you know, right. And then I edited it together, and I go, this is, you know, it takes about, like, 4 or 5 hours, and then when I finally get it done, I just put it up and go, well, hopefully they think this is funny.
Wow. Well, you're doing like 3 or 4 hours of recording. So, are you coming up with any like material for your act? Is it?
I have some shit, but it's not. I haven't translated it yet.
Yeah, it hasn't translated.
Yeah, I haven't been. I have a bit, but it's like I don't even know if it. I have a joke about why there's no new animals, and that like there's giraffes, there's tigers, there's dogs.
Which is the new animals?
Squirrels, and that's it. So God, it's like God stopped working. So now I'm wondering, what can I do? How can I do a bit like that? But God stopped working, then maybe God's dead. Then where does he go? If he already lives in heaven, if he dies, does he come here? Then if he was here, could he be a magician?
Is there a heaven?
You know, is there a second heaven? That's actually nicer. Is there a seventh heaven?
Is there a seventh heaven?
Yeah, let me show you my penis, there, bro. That poor guy.
When's the next time you're performing outside?
Outside where?
Outside, like in the world.
Oh, in the world. Outside of here. I'm practicing new jokes the next two nights, late night at the store, comedy store, and then Friday night I'm at the store, 10:30 show. I'm at Laugh Factory Hollywood next week. Oh, I'm headlining Orange County's Brea Improv. I'm headlining this Sunday night coming up at 7 p.m. And that should be a good show.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you have a website we can promote too?
Yeah, brianscolaro.com.
Say it one more time.
BrianScolaro.com.
And spell it out, too.
BrianScolaro. L-A is in the name.
Right? Hey, I like that.
Fucking see that shit?
Destiny. It was destiny.
That was real.
It was really nice meeting you guys. Take care.
Well, we're not done yet. We're not done yet.
It felt like the end.
We still have time. It did feel like the end.
No, yeah. I just wanted to make sure I plugged his website.
Oh, Brian Scolaro.
Dude, I'm no joke. We've had a lot of
and your podcast.
On the show.
Your podcast is on allthingscomedy.com.
Yeah, or you get it on iTunes. I'm surprised it didn't show up when you typed in "This is my podcast." I have to talk to All Things Comedy about that because it's interesting. Because I Google searched it, it didn't take you to my podcast. When you typed in "This is my podcast,"
bastards.
But that's All Things Comedy will take care of that. Actually, they have an album with All Things Comedy. They have their own comedy album department.
And you know what? Eddie told me you also have some TV credits too. You just did. You were on Sullivan's and Son.
I was on
Sullivan and Son.
No, it pops up.
Oh, there it is. Oh, okay.
You don't have to yell at them.
Well, yeah, this guy. I wasn't going to yell at him.
It was my bad.
If anything, they're helping me out. Well, I used to. I was the very first job I did was not the very first. I was a regular on two network sitcoms that nobody really saw.
What were they?
First one was called Three Sisters. It was on NBC right before Frasier and after the show Emeril. There was a sitcom, Emeril.
I remember that.
And 9/11 happened, and so nobody watched
it. Ruined
show.
Everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
But thanks a lot at 9/11.
And then you were on Stacked, the Pamela Anderson.
Yeah. Written by the guy from Modern Family.
Which I read for the exact same part.
Oh, that is odd.
Brian book.
You're like, no, I lost it to you.
Well, in my defense, I was horrible.
And I was coming off a fucking pilot, so I was like,
I had no shot.
I had heat. My had heat's heat. Gone.
You're constantly in.
At least you got the burn marks.
Yeah,
Eddie just has skid marks.
I know, I just have skid marks.
Yeah. I got to get the heat back.
Well, let's play a little bit of your Conan bit, if that's all right. Is that all right?
Yeah, it's okay.
Just in case we need some comedians to steal your shit.
Give it all away.
When did you do Conan? You said you did it recently, right?
Yeah, January 27th.
Okay, real recent. That's awesome.
Uh-huh. It's it should be on the videos. I don't know what that is. I don't know what you clicked on. Conan, that's it. The cool thing about the set is that Conan really came up to me laughing at the end. And so that's all I wanted.
Because you ended on that fucking dump truck mess.
No, well, I ended on something else, actually.
How you doing? Just give me a second. I'm out of breath. I just walked 10 feet. A little fat, I know. Not sure why you guys brought it up. Being fat is not fun anymore. Like, it used to be fun. Like, John Candy could be in movies when I was a kid, but now the fat people on TV are getting made fun of. Like, TV makes fat people look stupid. Like, if there's a commercial and there's a fat guy in it, he's the guy that bought the wrong thing. Did you ever notice that? He's got the broken car. Like, why doesn't my car work? Oh, that's right, I'm fat. I forgot all about it. I must have been thinking about meatballs when I bought this car. Why don't I concentrate? I'm so fat. There's no fat rights leader. That's the whole problem. There's no Martin Luther Burger King Jr. to come out and defend us. I'm the only fat guy in my whole apartment building. I live in L.A. I've always lived in apartments. I never had a house, you know. I've always had people beneath me and on either side of me and above me. I have new upstairs neighbors that, like, just moved in. Birdie know their whole schedule. 6 a.m., they all get together in the living room and they drop a bowling ball. 6:15, they river dance in the kitchen for a while. 7 a.m., they take the couch and just move it up the hallway for no reason. Like, hey, let's see how the couch looks in the bathroom. Hey, doesn't fit. Same thing happened yesterday. That's weird. Well, we'll try again tomorrow. Same time, everybody. There's a couple that live right next to me, and their bathroom is right up against my bedroom. So they wake up at 6 a.m., and they argue in their bathroom. They hear. They argue this close to my head. But I never hear the words. I just go, so I met him in the elevator. I was like, hey, how you guys doing? He's like,
turns out they were retarded.
I don't judge couples for arguing. I dated one girl who would yell at me all day. We go to bed, we take a break for 8 hours, and then we wake up and she'd yell at me again. Sometimes she couldn't wait and would wake me up to yell at me. Do you ever get woken up to join an argument that's already in progress and you're losing and have no idea what the topic is yet? Like, get up, I'm pissed off about something. Come on, you're losing an argument, defend yourself. I had a dream you were doing something screwed up. Come on. I had a dream you were having sex with another woman. Really? I was having the same dream. It's incredible. Anyway, she's dead now.
The laugh was too short.
I don't like getting woken up. I got woken up at 7 a.m. by guys outside my window trimming trees, just trimming tree branches at 7 a.m. Like exactly at 7, like the minute the clock changed, they started trimming trees, which means they were on the trees at 6:58. All right, guys, we're going to be jerks in 2 minutes. So what I wanted to do was just wait till they were done trimming and like follow them all to their houses and wait outside their bedroom windows and wait for them to go to bed and just go. And then I wait like 10 minutes and go. Why would you do that at 7 a.m.? Trees are going to be there at noon. They wake up and leave or start dodging you. Guys who have those jobs, they're jerks. Because they're pissed off they have those jobs. That's their revenge on us for not having those jobs. Like, is that the best time to get our garbage? 5 o'clock in the morning? Is that what we chose as a society? Like, what time should we get everybody's garbage? 5 a.m. Give me the loudest truck you have, too. I want to wake up and think there's a robot taking a poop outside my window. Actually pulled the muscle on that joke. Do you think somewhere in the world there's a Chinese guy who's really ticklish and his name is Gitchy Goo? That's actually my last
joke. Honestly.
Carter was like, what the hell?
No bullshit. Few comedians have come in here and actually had me rolling with laughter.
Was that part of your set or just throw that in at the end?
I swear to God, when I was performing, I wasn't used to studio audiences. I'm used to clubs. And so I was like really thrown off by the low laughter. Yeah. The little laughter. So I was like, I'm going to throw something stupid in the end all of a sudden. Because I didn't, when I was doing the garbage truck noise, I didn't hear them laughing. Now that I watch tape, I can hear them laughing. So I was like, I'm going to look like an idiot if I just end on that. So then I pulled out the Getcha Goo joke. And then they played the theme song, and then Conan came up to me. He loved the Getcha Goo joke. And he apparently was still talking about it a couple days later.
That's awesome.
Getcha Goo.
Dude, that's...
Yeah, so Brian, I kind of did that.
Your shit is hilarious, man.
Yeah,
seriously.
Very nice. Thanks.
I want to come see you play, because you are the shit. And thank you for being on our radio show.
Is it just officially the ending of
this?
This
is the wrapping it up. Yeah, okay. We're wrapping
thank
it up
you,
now.
Thank you for having me.
Check out his podcast, This Is My Podcast, on allthingscomedy.com
Please.
Or iTunes.
Right.
Please download it. Subscribe
and BrianScalaro.com.
BrianScalaro.com.
I could use it.
BrianScalaro.com. Thank you, guys. Good night, everybody.
Thanks.